Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Situation here, fluid, as is frequently described, because we got engineers all over the place. They're setting things up. We got to get Sully Erna set up with a microphone. We may have to do a sound check. We got to do all this stuff.
It's a high priority.
Maintenance. Listen,
this is crazy, man. People are everywhere.
Well, listen, it is this. Our next guest is a great friend of this radio station for going back decades, and he is Sully Erna. And happy Thanksgiving a day early to
Thanks.
You.
Thanks. Same to you guys. Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's been forever.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a long time. I mean, we had you on the phone a while ago, but I haven't seen you in a long, long time.
Yeah, no, I've been working, trying to pay the bills, man.
Yeah, it's very difficult. Yeah, it's very, very difficult. Are you still living up north?
I am. Yeah. Same place.
Same place.
15 years, I'm going to be there now.
Do you ever get people who show up? Like, do you get, is it like Elvis, like Graceland, where
There was a moment when I went, okay, but here's the story real quick. When I first was building the place, I didn't even have a girlfriend. So I was building it to be the pimp palace.
Right,
like,
right,
here
right,
we go. Right. And then 3 months into it, Jen gets pregnant. You know, we started seeing her, and it was one of those oopsie pregnancies. And then all of a sudden, we're trying to baby-proof everything. You know, I had these, like, cool Playboy, like, rock waterfall jacuzzi. That has to come out.
That's out.
That's gone. It's like the Playboy mansion. You got the rock pool and everything, and it's useless. You can't use it anymore.
So it just became a home. No, but it's cool.
Yeah, it became a regular old house. Yeah. What do you do for Thanksgiving? Do you you guys host, or are you going away, or what?
Well,
a
lot of the times I'm never home. I'm usually on the road. But this year we actually, because of this show, fell right on the day before. I have Thanksgiving off at home, so I'm gonna go spend it with my dad and my daughter and my family. You know, my brother's coming in from Kentucky. I haven't seen him in years. My nephews, and so it's gonna actually be a really good family Thanksgiving this year.
And you're playing at the Wilbur tonight.
Yes.
And what are these? How have these shows been? Like, what's it like for you? I mean, it obviously it's different than being out with Godsmack, and you embrace that difference, I'm sure. But like, what's it like for you?
Well, it's good, man. You know, for me, I like it because it's a balance. You know, I mean, when I'm out running Godsmack for a while, it takes its toll. You know, it's a much bigger, energetic show, and you know, I'm getting older, as we all are.
Speak for yourself, guy. I'm still LP. I'm still crushing it out there.
You do look 20 still, I got to tell you.
Fat 20. That's all.
But it's good. You know, it's a real balance for me. So after that, you know, for a while, it's like I like the solo stuff because it's a breath of fresh air. You know, it's acoustic. It's vibey, and it's a whole different animal, you know? And then after I do this for a while as well, then I start craving, you know, going out and playing loud rock music again. So
right.
It's good.
Like, when you say it's different, and you can kind of describe from a genre perspective what it is, who do you consider to be your influences in that way?
You know, I don't know. It's hard for me. I've been trying to answer this question throughout this whole tour doing press, and the reality is that the solo stuff is really an opportunity for me to just experiment and take risks and take some chances and play other kinds of music I also enjoy, rather than, because I mean, people think just because I sing for Godsmack that I go home and I'm like Slayer
banging
24 hours a day, you know?
Yeah.
It's not that, man. I mean, I grew up, I didn't even listen to rock when I grew up until I was in my teens and a little came into play.
You start smoking pot and then you got into rock music.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
what
pretty
was
much. It was Buddy Rich. It was like Ray Charles. It was Etta James. It was like all these older jazz blues musicians.
What was your first album?
It was Aerosmith Rocks.
It was?
Yeah.
Mine was Sean Cassidy. Sean Cassidy, to do Ron Ron. First album was Aerosmith.
Keep your social.
Well, the first one I actually get to buy with my own money was Aerosmith Rocks. I believe somewhere in that collection too was like Bay City Rollers and Kiss Alive.
Kiss Alive, yeah. Right?
And what was your first concert?
I believe. This is a tough one. I think it was the Joe Perry Project at the Lowell Auditorium Because it was I was 13 or 14 at that time, and he had already left. He just left Aerosmith. So he was
had
doing,
to get a ride there from
with Charlie
from the parents.
And
had, to get
a,
yeah. had to get
and,
dropped
and
off.
And by the way, that it was the first time I like smashed down like four or five Löwenbräus.
and
I was right on the barricade, and then he came on, and it was so loud, and I was so dizzy, and I just threw up, and then they pushed me out.
Then they carted you out.
That's a heavy beer when you don't know how to drink yet.
Yeah. Right. So with your solo albums, this is your second. Do you take a lot of pride in the fact that it's you? Is it you showing people about you? Because even your first solo album to the second solo album, it's way different.
It is. You know, the first one came up because it was just, it almost kind of wrote itself. It was more earthy, more tribal, you know.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of, at the time, listened to a lot of world music kind of stuff, Dead Can Dance and very kind of earthy things. But I think people, even through the Godsmack fans, have known that about me over the years, because I've always written songs like Voodoo and Serenity, and it mm-hmm. always had that kind of earthy thing. This was just taking that music and going even further down the rabbit hole with it, where this new record, you know, I decided that I didn't want to be, I didn't want to just have one genre. I just wanted to write music, and if I liked the song, it made the record. If I didn't like the song, it went in the trash can. So this record, I think the difference between this and Avalon is that it's very diverse, in the sense that some songs have a little bit of a country flair to it, some songs have a bluesy flair to it, some songs are having an adult contemporary thing, yeah. a little bit of a rock edge to it. And it really just was that. It was about not worrying about critics, not worrying about radio, not writing for fans or for a number one hit.
Yeah,
it was just about writing music
right.
that I love. I sit home sometimes with my daughter, I sit at the piano, or I pick up an acoustic. And a lot of those times, just songs develop naturally. And I believe they're good songs, but they're just not quite right for Godsmack.
Yeah.
So I save them, and then when I have a break from Godsmack, I go and record them, and hopefully there's other people out there that enjoy it, you know?
We talk about this all the time when it's Grammy time, or recently when it was American Music Awards time. What is your opinion of the current state of rock music? And do you feel like that there are good rock bands that are out there that are not being heard, or do you feel like for a while rock music is in a bit of a slump?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both for me. I do believe there are great rock bands out there that don't quite get the visibility that they deserve, because Grammys and Billboards and MTV Awards and whatever else is out there, I think they're not quite clear on what rock music is sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have a pretty good grip on what rock music is. There's a lot of rock stations that are still holding on out there that have a good grip on what rock should be categorized as. But there's some, that, you know, you see some of these award shows and you go, wow, really? That's in the rock category?
I totally agree with you. It's like best rock album, and it's, you know, John Legend. I mean, that's an extreme example, but it's not what I consider rock.
It's not. There's a lot of it that's just, it shouldn't be. I mean, that kind of stuff should be alternative or whatever it is. But see, that then again, we circle back to exactly why I did a record like this. I stopped categorizing music a long time ago.
Yeah.
I just don't do it anymore.
Well, even AAF, that's what we're talking about. We bend but don't break. You know, we're not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a good song is a good song. Yeah. I really don't care how much critique I get for whatever, but I really don't care. If I've learned about more new music from my daughter just streaming music, you know what I mean? Sitting at home at the pool or whatever, and she's streaming music, and some song comes on, and of course she plays it 150 times. But you know, then you're like, oh, this is a really good song, actually, when you start, you know, understanding it. And it has nothing to do with rock music or from one genre to the next. And that's when I was just like, you know what? This record, I'm not going to judge it by genre or whatever. I'm not going to not put that song on the record because it doesn't quite fit in the format. And I don't know, surprisingly, they all kind of flowed together anyway.
Man. So
it worked for that. You know, I'm not going to go too drastic, but again, you know, you could take any one of these songs and put it out as a single. And if they were to log it in a record store, it would probably go under a different genre.
Sully Erna is our guest. Coming up, he's going to play a special edition of Alice's Restaurant. All 25 minutes of it.
Let me go get the meat whistle.
What are you going to play? What are you going to play? You're going to play live, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to do one of the new songs off the record called Don't Come For Me. Uplifting song.
Somebody wanted... I don't know what this is, but somebody texted in earlier and asked if you could sing the Seattle Seahawks song.
Oh my God! Can you imagine
that you got to tell us what I don't know what that is.
Well, I was on tour on the last Godsmack run, and we were doing a show in Seattle, and I got up on stage, and we were actually just about to do the encore. We sat down. I sat down with an acoustic, as a matter of fact. I was going to do Serenity, and I was introing the whole thing. I had, you know, a few glasses of whiskey in me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And someone started saying, I heard someone go, Pat suck, like out of nowhere, right? Yeah. In Seattle, and I go, right. What are you? And this is when this is when Seattle was really choking, you know?
Yeah.
So I just kind of went off on this, like, I don't know. I made it up on the spot. I don't remember the words. I don't remember how it goes.
Remember
but
what
I know
tune
it's...
it was to, or was it like just it was?
It was just
random.
It was just an acapella.
Good for you.
Threw a couple chords
taking
under
a
me.
Dump on the crowd.
And it was a lot of like nasty language in there about, you know, Seahawks sucking on certain appendages, and I don't know. There was a lot of different words in it, and it was colorful and it was creative. But I guess the next day I got up and my Twitter's blowing up and Howard Stern's playing it, and I'm like, what is going on here? And they're like, I go, this really? I've been out for 20 years. You know, we've been nominated for 4 Grammys, and, yeah. and this is the song that trends.
Right? Yeah, this is what I'm known for now.
Yeah, great.
What is the, like, you're a huge football fan.
Yeah.
Like, growing up here, is that, do you rank that at, like, high? Like, where do you rank being able to sing on the field at Gillette among, like, what's happened to you in your 20-something
well,
year career?
For sports, for me, it was number one.
That was number one. Yeah,
for sure. I mean, I've seen some great events. I've always been a huge sports fan in general, especially for my home teams. I am Boston all the way, New England, everything, you know, whether it's Bruins, Celtics,
well,
Red
you
gotta, Sox,
you, we were talking about home. You got to tell the story about the name thing, because that's a riot.
Oh, well, yeah, when I was younger, you know, I played junior hockey, whatever, when I was really little, and we grew up very poor in Lawrence, Massachusetts, but, you know, once in a while, my mom saved it up enough where she would try to take us to Bruins games regularly. She was, you know, this is back when it was Bobby Orr and Terry O'Reilly and Gary Doak and Johnny Busick and all those guys, and so I was hell bent on I wanted to change my name to Bobby Orr. And I used to threaten my mom. I was like 7, 8 years old. And I would say, I would tell her, I'm going to take her to court. I would literally tell my mom, I'm going to take her to court if you don't change my name to Bobby Orr. And she's like, Sully, you can't get, I'm like, if you don't do. And so now I thank her. I call her and I'm like, Mom, thank you so much for not, you know, because I would have been the singer of Godsmack named Bobby Orr, and that would have been really weird.
Is it as hard to sing the anthem as people say it is?
You have to pick your key. That's it.
Okay.
I don't know if there's supposed to be like a traditional key you're supposed to sing it in. I don't think so, because it's a cappella. But I just think that's, you know, if you pick the right key, then you're good.
You done it at Fenway?
I didn't do it at Fenway. I've only done it at Gillette. I did it at Gillette maybe, I think, 2 or 3 times. But I haven't done, I was hoping to do the Bruins, but that guy's all. Oh,
yeah. I'll get you in there. Yeah. I'll
Renee
get you in there.
I really want to do it. Renee Rancourt will never Bruins, let you, he'll never let you do it, Renee.
They have guest singers
that
now.
That is Renee's.
And I almost feel
territory.
Like I shouldn't, because that's his, you know, that's his.
That's his thing.
He's been there forever.
Well, he'd be one
but
of those.
At some point, if they ever, you know, if he's not there, if they ever have guests, I'd love to do it for the Bruins.
Are you calling for them to remove Renee Rancourt?
No.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right, you're not. No. Okay, you're not. All right. Well, Sully's here. Show tonight at the Wilbur.
Yes.
And there, I assume there are still some tickets available.
I think so.
Great. This is the big night out before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you were going to go out, you'd probably go. Where would you go in Lawrence? Like, where do you go?
I wouldn't go in Lawrence.
Okay.
I haven't gone to Lawrence in a long time.
Where would is the Clatter you... still there?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Do you heard Scott Stapp's playing it.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
I just
Aaron,
heard. It's not a shot.
Is he? Wait a minute. Is he?
I looked at a schedule, yeah. And I seen it said upcoming events,
oh
and it
wait
said
a minute.
Sully Erna, Wilbur Theater, Scott Stapp, Clatter Pub.
What? How many people could they possibly get in there? 40?
No, it's expanding.
It fits yeah. some people.
It's a big 400, club. I think, yeah. in there.
Oh, my Lord.
They just had Buck Cherry.
Buck Cherry was there also?
Yeah, the cloud.
And can we go back to the
stepping up?
Can we go back to the state of rock and roll? with that statement? That's it. Where's the worst venue you've ever played? On the way up.
I think it was a roast beef deli in Philadelphia. We were just talking about this the other day because we on this run, we actually put us in a place called Jurgle's Grill and Bar Deli or something like that. And we walked in and it was actually a nice venue. It's a kind of venue you would want to hang out around here.
It was like
go
a cool
see
place.
The football game. And yeah. It's open and it was cool, but After that, we were just like, yeah, this place wasn't set up for this kind of a show.
So was the roast beef place, was that Godsmack?
That was Godsmack. It was on our first run right after the record came out. And we were routing ourselves from Boston out to wherever we were meeting Seven Dust. Actually, we were open for Seven Dust on the very, very first run. They had already been out for 20 months, and we had just started. And so, yeah, one of the places was like literally upstairs thing.
That's
so we're schlubbing the gear up the steps that are real steep. And then and it's literally like we're playing to, you know, I think 17 people and whoever was making the sandwiches.
Yeah. Important question for me. Did you get all the roast beef sandwiches that you wanted?
Was that included in the deal? Yeah, it was a blur.
Included in the deal.
Probably was in a meat coma. I don't remember.
Well, Sully Erna is here, and he is playing tonight, and I think we probably have to get... You guys want to get a sound check in, or do you want to go...
Whatever these guys want to do. I brought a couple of my guys with me.
What do you guys want? Do
Chris
you want a
Lester
sound check?
And Tim Terrio here.
We can give you guys a sound check, or we can just go
live. If we have an option, let's check, because then it will sound better.
You want to do that? All right, so why don't we sound check... Well, here's what we'll do. We got to get LB Sports in.
Really?
Yes, we have to get the sports in. And so we'll do that, and then we're gonna get Scott Stapp on the phone quick to plug the Clatter gig, and then we'll get you to play live. All right,
perfect.
On our show, final show before Thanksgiving. All right, yeah. So Sully Erna in the studio with us. It is 9:19 here on the Hillman Morning Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.